You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Yep. We're back. You know what, dude? Live once again from the Riotcast Studios above the world famous Comedy Cellar. I am Robert Kelly, the host of the show. The last couple weeks we've had, I did a couple shows from Montreal's Just for Laughs with John Heffron, Alonzo Bowden, fucking Godfrey, Judy Gold, a bunch of people, Don Myrera. So I hope you enjoyed those. Some of you, I think like two people complained.
And I'm
then
one of them.
And then yeah, and then
you hear that, Alonzo Bowden? I'm coming for you, motherfucker.
Yeah, he doesn't take sarcasm well either. I'd love to see what he fucking just take your rattle and smash it over your bald head. I have a B squad today. I have the double A fucking baseball team is here. No, I'm kidding.
Gotta bring you back down to
earth. Hey, put a lid on that, because if you fucking pour that on the table and ruin the show. What'd I say about that?
She didn't put the honey in it. I asked her for honey, and she brought me honey straws. I don't know what honey straws are.
I want to say something, and I never back Lewis up. You guys know this, but I am backing him up right now. Honey straws are the most fucking aggravating thing on the planet
Earth.
What
the fuck is this? How do you do this?
Kelly, can you go do that over there somewhere? So what? Put it somewhere else. Go do that for him.
What is this shit, dude?
I don't know. They you know what it is? It's
some
laziness
fat,
is what it is.
Invented it.
I mean, dude, I kind of want to suck on them.
Some fat person invented it.
See, my mind goes.
I don't understand that. Why did a fat person invent
because
a straw?
They were sucking out of a straw, and they said, you know what make this straw more delicious? It was honey in it.
I like that.
I don't like it at all, but I understand. I don't think it's... I don't get it. All right, whatever. Some fat person invented it. Can you give us... Anyways, I really do hate the fucking honey straw. You know what it is? It's laziness on the part of the fucking barista. Whatever the... Barista? What the fuck are they? You know, because they don't want to pour honey in. Get a thing of honey and pour it in. That's it.
And a little squeezy bottle.
Yeah, get a squeezy bottle. Like they have in Australia. That shit country. You know what I mean? No offense. Yeah, now we ruined the fucking table. All right, enough. Let it stop wiping the names off the table.
Smearing Chris DiStefano into the table.
Like his ex-girlfriend.
Davidson is.
Oh, dude, come on, dude. Listen, listen, dude. That's too far.
What?
That's fucking.
He did go too far by smashing that puss. I agree, Bob. You're right.
Jesus, dude.
You know it has no line.
Dude. He knows where the line is.
Behind me.
I wish it was on you and a truck fucking just rolled over your chest. That didn't make sense. But listen, I'll take the... Where is the bomb bandana, by the... Leave it there. It'll stay there.
Kelly ate it last week.
Kelly, you need... Listen, first of all, I'm very excited to be back. I haven't done a show here in a long time. Kelly was away for a month, which I'm excited Kelly's back. I mean, I don't know why she's dressed like some Disney character right now. I don't understand it. What the fuck? And you gotta... Kelly, I'm gonna buy you fucking perfume.
She stinks?
Because you stink.
No, because...
For your act.
Because you like flowerly... Flower... I can't speak today.
Floral?
Floral. flowerly. You can't even say that. It's not even a word.
You can't say flowerly because it's not a word.
What is it?
It smells floral.
Floral.
Yeah,
no,
floral.
You smell like flowers.
Flowery.
There we go.
It's Bill flower and weeds. Flowery.
Oh my God!
Is Will Sylvan's giving you an English on how to listen how to speak English?
And I'd love to have it a segment on the show. Will Sylvan speaks English. This is how you want to say flowery.
I said it right. Flowery.
Talking to the microphone, you fucking ass.
I'm talking to my DJ. Put it right mics, there, man. Not my fault. You got right. These.
It sounds like a toddler trying to teach us how to say that word. Flowery.
You're all idiots. It's flowery.
It's just flowery.
No extra.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Flowery.
By the way, I couldn't say it until my glasses were
flowery.
I swear to God, dude, when one of my senses were dulled, I could not say that word.
Them awful ass terminated glasses.
Shut your face, Will. I thought we were bonding with awesome bodies. We're the shredded side.
You're not. Will is shredded.
I'm shredded.
No, dude, you're not.
You know what part of you is shredded?
My cock. I got an extra quarter inch in my dick right now from all the weight I lost.
Your right arm's bigger than your left arm.
Your right tit's bigger than your left tit, you fat bitch.
Lewis, settle down right away.
What?
I'm calling a foul. He's into fat bitch.
Lewis is dressed like a member of the NWO that never had any fights. He just looks like one of the guys in the background behind Kevin Nash and Scott Hart.
Can you give him the bandana three sentences ago?
Wait. I love
swinging.
But here's the thing is I love that he thought it was it wasn't the joke that stunk, it was that we didn't have enough detail.
Yeah.
That's what we needed. We needed more.
Okay. We didn't have enough info.
It wasn't flowery enough.
We had to go to Wikipedia for that joke.
I can't believe that's the only word you can say right. Because it has a wuch in it. Well, we haven't fucking missed a step, have we, here at the YKW fucking dad? Listen, Kelly.
Hi, mate.
All right. Well, welcome back, Bob.
Thanks.
How was Italy?
It was really good.
Really?
Yep.
Did you eat a lot?
Yep.
Yeah, you can't.
Shut up, Chris. Kelly, I think you look good like this. Are you getting any dick with this new body?
I don't know. It's like here and there. It's like a little bit of stuff going on. I don't know.
We're going to get you some new perfume because the flowery thing.
Really?
Listen.
It's new. It's like the beach.
I know. It's not the beach. It's like the beach in fucking 1902.
What do you want me to, like, gasoline?
I know. I'm going to get you like a spicy one. Something that's a little less flowery.
Womanly.
No, I'm going to get. It's just too much flower. Yeah, you smell like my grandmother.
And by the way, Kelly, didn't I say that to you one time? I said you wear way too much perfume.
Because I smoke and I don't want to smell like a cigarette.
No, I would rather. Cigarette smoke is kind of sexy. And here's the thing, if a guy wants to fuck you.
Sexy.
Cigarette smoke and cum, shut your face.
Let me tell you something. First of all, if a guy wants to fuck you and you smoke cigarettes, you dousing yourself in shitty perfume is not going to make him want to fuck you more. He's going to be okay with the cigarette smell. Mm. I used to smoke cigarettes, and I've dated chicks that smoke cigarettes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And I think it's kind of hot on a
chick. This makes you the expert, right? This is,
if you're into chicks that smoke, you're into the smell as well.
We've all dated chicks that smoke, you dummy. Stop me.
That's your specialty.
I've dated chicks that smoke, so I know this. Shut the fuck up.
I dated six crackheads, so I know about crackheads. Shut the fuck up.
I love when Will gets
and
mean.
He has.
Will's never mean. So yeah, we're going to get you some perfume. I'm going to buy you some. Okay? You mind? I'm going to pick out what I like.
Oh, boy.
And you'll like it.
Can I say something? I've been looking at her titties. I don't see which one is bigger than the other.
Well, not anymore, but when she loses weight, one tit stays fat. It's true. One tit stays bigger than the other one.
Yeah, one of her tits has a gluten allergy, so it just bloats up.
One of her tits has to shop at Whole Foods.
The best name ever. The other day I saw Lewis, and he went, "Look at your mashed patitties." No.
All right, let's go around the room. Kelly, introduce everybody.
Okay, so we got you, Bobby, and then producing the show, we got Chris Scobo.
Scobo's always, first of all, Scobo's always last. We go from here around.
Okay. Oh, we have one of my best friends in the world.
I barely like you.
He's sleeping on my couch in Casa de Festuca in Astoria, Queens. Nick Cody.
Hey, Cody.
So he smelled like flowery.
Yeah. I was in the Grand Hyatt last week. Now I'm in the fucking Queens on a couch.
Yeah.
Wow. Showbiz.
That's called the career of an Australian comedian.
The lows and lows of my career.
Okay, Kelly.
And then to his left, we have one of my favorite people as well. Will
the
Sylvan.
Darkness! The Thunder Knight!
What's up, man?
Pumpernickel!
What's up? What's shredded.
Yeah, he's always been shredded.
Dude.
Yeah.
Those arms.
You should see my cock. It's amazing.
I have seen it. You've showed me in a picture.
Will you show her your cock? Will you show her cock live right now?
No.
You should see it live. Who sends a picture of their cock?
It's too whitish right now.
What do you mean whitish? Your dick's ashy? Don't step on my... We both went for ashy.
You owe me a Diet Coke.
Jinx. Yo, dude, is your dick ashy? Why is it white?
Meaning it's small.
Oh, well, that's fucked up. I resent that. That's you should be fired from your job at XM Radio if you had
somebody,
one.
Somebody give him the bandana. Somebody
give me the bandana.
Why is your dick small?
It's not hard.
Well,
yeah, but I
scared. Louis,
by the way, I guarantee Will's dick is still bigger than both of ours are when it's small.
I know. Jesus Christ, I'd love to see it. Why do I want to see his dick so bad? Huh?
Because you know what it is, dude?
I like.
The same reason that I kind of fucking peripheral look at dudes' dicks in the bathroom stalls, because I want to see a dick smaller than mine. I want to walk out of that bathroom one day and go, you know what, dude? I got a bigger dick than that guy.
Now those glasses make sense. They are perfect glasses.
I'm just staring at everyone's dicks.
I know.
Right now.
The reason why you peripheral look at cocks in the shower.
What do I do?
Peripheral, whatever you said.
Peripheral.
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 You're looking at dicks just to save, so when you jerk off later, you can have that image in your head.
You said in the shower. You in the shower?
No, I said in the bathroom. Like the bathroom stalls. When you taking a piss, you don't peripheral look at other dudes' dicks.
Never.
While you're pissing.
Never.
Oh,
never.
Keep the eyes focused straight ahead.
Yeah.
Straight ahead or up.
Yep. No way.
You try to make that shit universal. Like everybody do that.
That's
shit.
A hilarious.
You never sucked a dick in a bathroom because you were lonely on a road trip.
That's a hilarious.
You never blew a guy at camp.
You never sucked your best friend's dick.
You never took a dick up the ass to see that you don't like it.
You never sucked a dude's cock for drumsticks because you couldn't afford the $7.99.
You never took it up the ass, you know, for fun.
But I love the way you write jokes. I know it all. Your references come all from life that have happened in the past 24 hours. Like I know you just bought drumsticks.
I did not.
So you know the price. In your head, right? I know you did.
I swear to God.
I know you did.
I would listen. First of all, I would never.
You were at the Long Island Drum Center 3 days ago.
No, I wasn't. I was in fucking Denver for 4 days.
At the Long Island Drum Center in Denver.
He was there last week. Last week.
I know. I saw the pictures.
Video. Yeah.
It was 2 weeks ago.
No, it was in the middle when he came.
Oh yeah, I was Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. Oh Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday.
That's a hilarious. Yeah. Nick DiPaolo.
I did not buy drumsticks.
A life joke.
Here's the thing. I would never deny you. Accuracy of a joke. If you were right on the money, I'm the first guy to go, holy shit, you're absolutely right. I would never do that. But if you're wrong, you're fucking wrong. So just know that. I don't lie.
Fine,
if I
dude.
Say something.
You know what?
What?
You're a real ass dude.
What do you wear the sunnies inside, dickhead?
Hold on.
Whoa.
We forgot to introduce him.
First of all, it would have been a great ball bust if you didn't call him Sunny.
Yeah, what the fuck's a Sunny?
Fucking asshole.
I actually, you know what? I'm going to back up, and I hate Australians. I'm going to take Sunnies, too.
No.
Will, you're the tiebreaker. Do you like Sunnies?
Hey, man, put your Sunnies on.
All right.
That's all right to everybody else listening. There you go, Sunnies.
Damn, look at those glasses.
Oh, God, you look like
Top Gun.
Doesn't look like Top Gun. He looks like a Haitian warlord.
He looks like
the dude from Lord of War.
He looks like every fucking evil guy in a video game in the last 5 years.
He looks like he fucking pirated a ship and took the captain's glasses.
I am the captain now.
I am the captain now. Give me your glasses.
Lewis looked like the Puerto Rican Terminator.
You said that twice.
But wait a second. He said it better the second time.
And then on my right, we have Real Ass Dude. Sunny
Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude. Howard Stern of MMA Radio.
Shut up. You can't have a shadow in my intro. That? Brand new star of Broadway, singing, dancing sensation.
Yeah, it's off Broadway.
We're going to talk about that.
We're getting that.
Of course we are.
Are you going to come? You want to come watch?
I'm going to come.
Come all over those tits.
Come with me tomorrow and watch it. Shut up, dickhead.
Why?
Come with me tomorrow.
I don't like that new thing. That's her new thing. Shut up, dickhead. It's like a catchphrase.
Yeah, but what about your new thing? You show up with a character. Yeah. You have sunglasses every time now. So fuck you. You don't get to walk in as a new person. She's just has a little more confidence. You walk in as a new person.
Shut up, dickhead. Let me tell you something.
You know what I want to know? I want to know how long it takes Will and Nick to take off their sunnies because they realize they look stupid.
My mouth the sunnies like the whole show.
My mouth.
I'm not going to do it.
My mouth.
See me? He's blinded.
My mouth has her perfume on it. I'm tasting it. I'm literally tasting it.
No.
I swear to God.
Why?
It's not that bad.
It's too much. No, what? I'm tasting it.
I put like nothing on.
No. Is it you? Who the fuck is it?
Did you use my bath soap? Maybe you smell like that.
He'd rather you put on buffalo scented perfume on.
Yeah, it's like you were in the old West when they used to like use real flower oil to fucking pretty
I'm
women's vagines up.
It's my shitty Whole Foods underarm deodorant.
I can taste it though.
Yeah,
it's coming from there because it's the
I
fan.
Stood next to the air conditioner. Smell that, Will.
Is that what you call?
Like nutmeg.
Get in there, Will. That's come on for the show.
That's flowery, isn't it?
All right.
It's got no chemicals in it.
And we got, of course, Kelly Festuca, who was in Italy for a month. Was it?
Like 2.5 weeks.
So, so
that's a big difference.
Has anybody got the bandana? Has anybody got the bandana for laughing inappropriately? I think I'm going to throw it to you. You know what? Fuck you for being the just making yourself like, hey, that's a big difference. You stink.
That was a big difference.
Kelly,
yeah,
did you get pussy? Did you get some pussy over there?
No, no. I was with like I was with my dad and
wait,
my sister.
Wait, you're gay?
No.
No, it was a joke, Will. I was just saying pussy. Relax. What are you, fucking literal man? Wait, you gay?
He's super listen. Christian. He'd run out of the room.
Hey, did you get anything over there? Did you fuck around? You just masturbated.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Will you stop? Why is everything shocking to you?
Because Kelly looks like angel-like. She's like angel-like when I come out.
So you? How many angels? So what are you rapping?
Angels to the power of seven.
Dude, how fat are the angels that you've seen? They can barely fly. There's
four wings.
The wings. You're out of breath trying to get up on a cloud.
She's the only angel with like a motorized fucking pack on her back to help her wings.
The wings got cholesterol.
No, I was with my dad and my sister, so I had to like intricately plan out ways that I could jerk off without them being around. Worst.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I had, like one time we were going out for dinner. I was like, I told him I really needed to take a shit. I'll meet him down there.
You said,
like, all right, we'll go. And then I went.
Said shit.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta take a shit. Just give me like 20 minutes to like do it.
I wonder why you're single. Right. Just a fat chick shitting is all I'm thinking of now.
What do you want me to say?
You asked recently why guys don't want you. And
I never asked you that.
No, it's things like that. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you
did. It was a whole end of a show.
I did a whole podcast on it.
I still fucking. Kelly, here's the thing. Nobody wants to hear about a woman's bowel movements until like 6 months into the relationship.
I don't want to hear about it then.
Even then. But that's acceptable, at least after a certain amount of time of being with a person, trusting a person, falling in love with a person. You put that nasty shit out there because you think you're being one of the dudes, but that's just gross. We don't want you to be one of the dudes like
I don't
that.
Want you. I want you to hold on to some of it.
Fuck that shit. You know what I mean? I'll still smash that.
Will's trying to get a green card.
Yeah, I
Will just, his big cock won't fit and that's the shit coming out of the ass as lubricant.
Yeah, I couldn't take it. I don't want to taste iron in my mouth. It's too big.
Wait, I just want to say, he said Will can't get a green card. How is he going to get a green card from Kelly? She's not a citizen.
I'm a permanent resident.
Will is really dumb.
You said it, stupid.
You said it, dude.
I know. It's weird that anybody want to get it from Kelly. She's from Australia. I was thinking that, but I don't want to make fun of him. He's my friend.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, we don't have a dumb bandana.
Oh, a dumb dana?
She's got a hat for you to wear with a fucking a propeller on the top, you moron. Well, I just got back from Denver, one of my favorite comedy clubs. If you're a comedian and you can work the Denver Comedy Works, please get in there. Call your manager. Call your there. It's a great club, great crowd, and plus the city's fucking awesome. And if you smoke weed, it's even better because that's all people are fucking doing. Yeah. In the movie theater, it's just people. It just smells like weed. Everywhere you walk.
You can smoke weed in like places in Denver now?
No, you can't, but they do. You know what I mean? It's just weed is legal, that's so great. people are
weed
fucking
and gun smoke.
Well, what?
That was a dumb joke.
You're doing great, man.
It was weird. I mean, every show was fucking great. The comedians, they run it. It's a little weird. They run it like a showcase headliner. So you'll have different guys coming in every night doing 10, you know. And I was a little more lenient. You know, me, I just like 30 minutes in front of me. 10, 20, fuck you. However you split that 30 minutes up. But this time I was like, fuck it. I'm going to relax. I shot my special. I'm done. I've done that hour for so fucking long. I'm just going to go up and have fun and have a 45-minute minimum for me, which I never do. I always do an hour and over. I still did an hour every night, but, you know, they have different guys every night, and all the guys are cool, you know, for the most part. They're all funny. They're all different. And the last night was a fucking clusterfuck. You know, broad in the front row, drunk, and laughing, cock block laugh. You know when they laugh, it's like how do you heckle laugh? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
When they're laughing just to cause attention to them, repeating every punchline, you know, talking during your setup.
Laughing at the setup.
You know, it's just, she was being an ass. She was just too drunk.
It's the worst type of heckle.
Yeah.
It's because if you call them on it, the audience doesn't even get what's going on.
Well, I knew that.
The audience doesn't get that she's being a dick. It's literally you going like, why are you laughing there? And then people are like, what? Like, what are you
doing? Well, here's what they don't get. Ryan Hamilton explained, he has a joke in his act, which is where I can hear you, he says. I can hear you. You know, you don't think I can hear you, but I can. The difference, the reason why the audience doesn't understand that this woman's heckling is because they hear me going, hey, shut the fuck up, like this. This is her.
This is her talking. You can't really hear her. Nobody can hear her.
But they hear you.
But peripherally,
do you understand?
You're losing it.
You're losing it because I hear it. She's right up front. And I hear it doing this every setup. But the people in the back can't even hear that. So that's why they're like, just shut the fuck up. Why are you yelling at this girl? Why are you kicking her out? They don't understand it because she's not mic'd. They don't get it. And I knew there was actually three girls in the back that I knew were going to fucking leave. And there was two lesbian girls that showed up.
Yeah.
Which you know.
Well, oh, lesbians. What? Sorry, I'm doing my Will Sylvan's impression.
Is he the fucking second guy on the evolutionary chart? Why didn't you? Let me. What the fuck?
Ape, no kill ape.
So, Will's not that fucking dumb. He just has a speech impediment.
No, he freaked out when Kelly said she was a lesbian.
I know.
That was my impression of that.
I didn't know she was a lesbian.
Into the mic, dum-dum.
I didn't know she was a lesbian.
You have headphones on.
She's not.
When you can't hear you. I'm literally talking about this. You can't hear yourself, right?
Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down.
You got a point. So, anyways. So, I said to these girls, I know you're going to make this girl the victim when she gets kicked out. It's going to be, you know, she's going to be the one who's the victim. Not me. Not the performers before me. For, you know, we're live. This is like a theater. This is, we need as you guys to pay attention. But it's going to be her because she's a woman and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I know you're probably going to leave too. Sure enough, they got up and just walked out. And they called me a misogynist because I was telling her, you know, to shut up. Everybody told her to stop talking, and she wouldn't shut the fuck up. She wouldn't stop doing what she was doing. And the middle guy said, look, I just gave you, he gave her like 8 minutes of fucking attention and said, you got to stop before the headliner comes up because then you're going to get kicked out. And then I came up and said, you got to stop because you're going to get kicked out and it's going to suck. And she still kept going. She goes, no, I won't. She literally said that. No, I won't. And that's when the manager walked over, the blonde guy with the ponytail, and said, get the fuck out. And then the girls left and these other two girls left, which I was sad about because, you know, if you could just stay And let that happen. Let them go because they're bad people to be sitting in the front row of a comedy club. You know, they don't get it. Comedy, even if I talk to the crowd, there's a way we're doing it. We're professionals. You can't talk during the setup. There's a thing happening that you don't understand as an audience member. We're professionals at it. We perfected it. So if there's somebody in our brain yapping as we're talking, we hear them, timing is off, everything's fucked up. Now you're fucking like thinking about telling somebody to shut the fuck instead of getting to where you're going, and now everything's off kilter.
And on top of that, the audience doesn't even realize this because the audience will turn on you. Yeah. They don't even realize that. If there's a light flickering in the corner of the room, that takes everybody out of the moment. There's somebody yapping on their phone, everybody out of the moment.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on, if it takes the attention away from...
Right.
Comedy is specifically timing, dude.
Also, if they don't have a setup or certain words in the setup, the joke will just fly by.
Yeah, we're making split-second decisions while we're up there on how and when and, you know, how loud and where the mic. There's all this crazy shit going on and you don't even know. And you can't even appreciate it. It's almost like fucking magic is happening. And they left, and I was sad. I didn't want these girls to leave. I didn't.
Dude, if this was a fucking movie right now, it would just cut to some fucking fart joke. You're like... in the microphone. It's like magic, dude.
We got it the first time. But no,
I don't say anything about the rattlesnake.
Well, dude, we
tried.
Listen, man, he is this jackass. you understand?
Yeah.
This
never,
is him.
I haven't seen him since last year.
He never appreciated his heritage, and now he's coming in with this rattlesnake.
Can't take the rattle off the baby, dude.
Well, I don't think rattlesnakes are Puerto Rican, are they? I think
no, we've established that already. There's no rattlesnakes.
There's nothing
in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, they don't have poisonous snakes in Puerto Rico.
I'm the one.
No, no.
That's how much more unique and dangerous I am.
Oh, Jesus.
I wish you got a unique and dangerous disease. That's what I wish.
Ebola's coming.
But anyways, they left, and right after they left, two couples fucking took their seats. And I made some fucking... I was like, look, you understand, I kicked these people out. I got her gone. And all some guy gets up too. He goes, him and his girlfriend who were next to them, goes, oh, you're leaving too? I go, you're leaving too? Because he goes, you're not funny, man. It's like, you're out of your fucking mind. I've gotten 3 standing ovations since I've been here. I saw him laughing at me when I first came out, hysterically laughing. So go fuck yourself. You're just cattle. You're fucking cattle. You're sticking up for this person who is... an alcoholic. She literally got too drunk, too fucked up in public and was ruining people's nights. Just ruining it. Okay, this was the girl that was talking at the theater. And you wanted someone to just go shut the fuck up. You wanted somebody from the theater to come in and go, you need to stop talking or you're getting kicked out. You sit there and you're aggravated because you're afraid. I did that. I kicked her out. I kicked the black guy out of the theater. Sorry, Will. But, it's just a metaphor.
And so you should have.
But, you know, it was...
Can I say something? I think it's the theater's fault for not addressing it ASAP. They had to wait till the headliner come out. They should have kicked that
abso-fucking
out way before.
Absolutely. I agree. I think that when people... First of all, when you do a show like that, people who get a discount or, you know what I mean, should never get the front row. Only paid people should get front row seats. That's it. You paid, you get front row. That's it. You don't give a discounted ticket or a 2-for-1 or a free ticket on a Sunday you don't give those away. Paid
first
people.
Class. No one paid cheap tickets for first class.
Well, if that was the case, it would just be 15 people around the back of the room for me. So I don't know. I don't like that.
Guys, come up. Come and sit
come
down
on,
here.
Guys. You know what? Those sold seats never sold. You guys can take them now. It's fine.
Well, here's the thing, too, though. You go beyond that where it's like this person is fucking... as like I tell the MC, she's been talking the whole time, that your job is to come to me. You'll go up and say, this person's talking. We need to shut her down. I tried to tell her to shut up. That's, you don't just sit there and take it. And then the next guy, you come with comics. Hey, man, this girl, we got to tell her. We got to get her. Because some guys, it doesn't affect you doing 20 minutes. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
I hate the guys who, this happened last night. I was doing a show. And I forget who it was, but they were killing, dude. But they were playing with the asshole people.
Yeah.
They were engaging the asshole people that wouldn't stop. And it was like, same thing, dude. They were laughing inappropriately. They were laughing at their own jokes. Like, they were making jokes to each other. Like, you'd say something that reminded them of something in their life, and then they'd have a moment where they start talking at their table and laughing at their own shit. Mm-hmm. But to them, to the rest of the crowd, it just seems like they're just having a good time, just having a blast. Right. And it's making me angry. I'm hosting the show. It's making me angry that they're having a good time. But they're not with us. They're having their own thing. It's about them. So the one comic, Akash, he's like engaging them the whole time, and he's fucking, and he's doing very well. But literally, I'm going, Gary Veeder's next. I'm going, Gary Veeder's like, just jokes slow. I'm like, dude, he is literally getting them in the zone to just fucking be assholes and make it all about them.
Yeah, damn picnic.
Is that what happened?
No, you know what's funny? They ended up being awesome for Gary Veeder. Oh, really? My heart was beating for no reason, dude.
Well,
I think here's the thing, and it was luckily the audience picked up on the cue that Gary wasn't that guy.
Yeah, audience?
The audience picked up on the
audience.
No one can say that word right in this room.
It just sounds that once you say that one time, it always sounds that way.
Audience.
But I think it was weird that the audience got the...
But it's also Gary. That's Gary. That's good joke writing. And also he commands, like, his use of silence is amazing.
Dude, he's gotten so fucking... Yeah, like a weird confidence that he, like...
He knows he'll just be quiet.
I don't like that it's because a guy got confidence in his act. It's weird to you.
It's weird.
It's weird that people are successful. He's
actually better than me now, and that's weird.
Let's not go
too far. He backs himself.
All right.
He backs himself.
That was the guy on Conan, right? Okay.
Well, I think... I just think it is the club, the guy, whoever's running the club should, or the security should be like, look, front three rows need to be fucking quiet. Go up and say, listen, if you talk again, you're gone. You know what I mean? You're out. You're fucking gone. You can't be just yapping to the, you. This isn't a fucking bar. It's not a fucking, this isn't an open mic. Shut the fuck up.
So you
you're in the front
loud,
row.
Loud people at the back.
Look, like a reverse well, here's concert. Why. Here's why drunk people should go in the back. When you remove them, you don't see it.
Yes.
When you remove the fucking broad in the front row, you're gonna take these other people are gonna side with her. You know what I mean?
Sometimes, not all the time.
Not all the time. Here's what I did wrong. I should have. I should have just went. Look, here's the deal. Can you? You're really fucking me up. Every time you talk and you repeat the punchline, and that stuff fucks me up, and I'm not, it just messes with my head. Can you stop that? And then ignored her because you can't win. You know what I mean? I mean, I did win, but you know, a bunch of people left, and it's like, you know, those people might have had a good time. I don't want to fucking, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be fucking angry. I don't want to be in fear of these people either.
Have you seen?
Just go up and just say, hey, stop doing that.
But
please.
That person normally is searching for attention. So she was just want to. So the more you feed her, the more powerful
well,
she gets.
She should have been gone. She should have been fucking talked to. Second guy on the show.
First guys.
Yeah, but it's so telling of who you are though, because you really you want everyone to like you. Like I remember watching this three or four times. I watched Patrice O'Neal at the Comic Strip Live go up. He does his first thing. Somebody says something. He calls her a fat bitch. Whatever it is, dude. 10 people leave. The people that were not going to enjoy his shit leave, and he goes, "Good, now I can do my shit." And he kind of settles.
I don't want everybody to like me. I don't know why you'd even say that. I actually think that people shouldn't like you at a comedy show. What I'm saying is that wasn't if based on my stand up, somebody doesn't like me, I'm fine with that. I actually think that's I'm actually doing something right. What happened with this is there was people that came to see me. Okay, that were offended at the way I handled this broad. You know what I mean?
But you don't have the attitude, kind of like fuck them. Like, well, they're not really your fans.
I know it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah, fuck them. But I don't care that they left. They left. I was fine with that. I didn't say, hey, please come back. I actually said to the girl, "You're gonna leave. You are gonna." I said it. You're gonna make her the victim, and you are gonna leave. I know it. I knew it. From her face, I understood that, but it's like, it doesn't make sense to me. I wish that they could fucking take a second and not make it about I have a vag, you have a vag, we have to stick together. Hey, this person's a shitty human being. This person sucks, and she is wrong because she's fucking up a show. Don't make it about fucking guy versus girl. You know what I mean? This is a human being that stinks. Okay. To all of us. So, and take a second to look at what the comics were going through. Everybody is having a fucked up time because of this one person.
That have you heard?
So she runs the show. It's her show. She gets to run the whole room. Doesn't matter who, she should be on the fucking bill then. It's just crazy to me. That one person shouldn't be able to dictate how the show is for everybody on the show, including the people around her. Now, look, when she got kicked out and the other broads left, everybody applauded. The seats filled up. And then literally in the middle of it, I was like, you know, this is that we were, the show was killing. I was killing. And I was like, this is the, see how great it can be when everybody just fucking shuts the fuck up and has fun.
It really is like if they would just go like, hey, guys. It's a weird thing they have. Like, we're trying to help the show. We want to be a part of the show. You're like, listen to me.
It's alcohol. It's not that. It's not. You understand? It's not a decision that this person's making. It's alcohol. It's fucking the shittiest
sober people
the shittiest drug in the fucking world. No, sober people. When you say shut the fuck up, for the most part, they shut the fuck up. Okay. Drunk people, alcohol is the fucking worst thing ever introduced to a comedy club. When somebody's too drunk, here's the thing. While the middle guy was on, I saw the waiter come over with a fucking huge drink and hand it to her. That's her third one. So she's not making decisions. She's fucking plastered.
Dude, I think a lot of that is people fucking, they use
they're
the
shitty
alcohol as an excuse to be
shitty.
No, they're shitty people. No, listen, they're shitty people, But they're they won't, they're controllable when they're not drunk.
It's a girl.
I guarantee that girl is controllable.
It's the girl
when she's
who sucks
drunk.
Two dicks at the party because she's drunk. But in all honesty, just she just wants an excuse to suck two dicks. I don't know, dude. I don't necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah, also,
what?
Also, that people associate alcohol.
Wait a minute.
No. I'm admitting that I raped a girl at a party once.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, as associated with the more you drink, the funnier it gets. That long thing.
Oh yeah, I'm fucking way funnier if you're drunk. But I don't like people drunk. I agree with that.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a certain point.
I drink.
Yeah, two drinks, I'm fucking awesome. Three, and you're a fucking twat, and I want you out. But
I drink almost every day, and besides this show, I've
I would too if I had that
show.
Fucking career and fucking facial hair that you do.
And the couch? Yeah. You forget on the couch?
If I had to sleep at Kelly's apartment, I'd fucking shoot heroin into my dick.
Oh, my God, if I had to fucking smell flowery things all day. My tongue is fucking
fake. Hey, mate, do you want to write together?
Mate, do you want to split a sausage with me?
We had grapes last night when we got home.
Do you want to film a sketch when we wake up in the morning?
Carly, defend yourself for crying out loud, motherfucker.
Come on, man.
Oh, no, they're talking actually, shit about you.
We're shitting on her. What are you talking about? Well,
spot on.
I'm actually liking the impression. Like, your Australian accents have gotten better.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually proud of you guys. Like, this is great.
You only see us once every 6 months.
Yeah, no, I came back and I was going to give him shit because on Instagram he's always putting up, hey, instead of pasta, have fucking shredded cauliflower.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking at him and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to start having shredded cauliflower.
Yeah, that's what I did. My chick had pasta and I did steamed cauliflower. I chopped it up nice and to like pasta size.
Yeah, I've been fucking fat 6 times. I know how to get skinny. I know. Pasta makes you fat. Cauliflower makes you skinny. Okay, fucking you magician. What are you, a wizard? We get it. Yeah, no sugar, no grains. I get it. I'm
he's still fat.
I've done
though.
It. He's not. He's not fat. He's just.
He's chunky.
He's chunky, but yeah. He's. You know what it is?
I'm a little mushy still.
Yeah, but it's not mushy. But it's fucking disgusting. You melted.
He keeps telling me he's going to be shredded. Every 6 months, he pushes it back.
Like,
no, he's back every 6 months.
Like Keith Robinson, he's going to get a 6-pack in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or I wish it was a deal so we can get him out of the city. Well, all right.
That's very real.
That really fucking fell over the finish line. Nah, dude, I got 2 laughs. Keep that on the Haitians, Mike. I got 2 laughs. And when the guy who you did it to laughs, that's it fell over the finish line, granted, but I finished. So anyways, let's move the fuck on. I don't want to make... We all know this fucking shit. But the comedy works as... I mean, I would love to bring you next time, bring you one of you jackasses out there.
Gomez.
It was, well, maybe...
So Vince.
Well,
how about this?
It was, it's
are
a
you
great,
buzzing in like it's a game show?
Here it is. It's like a New York club in Denver. It's fucking nuts. It's such a great place. And the waiters are cool. The waitresses are cool. The comics are cool. And the downtown is the shit. It's a really fucking great
place. How's the air?
The air?
Thin.
It's, you know what? You got to be careful of that, dude. It really does take a couple. You got to drink a lot of water because you'll get headaches. Because you forget you're 9,000 feet up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I had a couple beers there a few years ago, and I was fucked. Like, 2 beers in, you're just like, it's really not
what
good.
What do you like?
That's Australian drunk.
You're doing karate?
Sound like you're taking an ass.
Oh, so you kill my brother.
How do I spell that?
Much dishonorable drunk man.
2 beers in you. No, I break a brick with my sister.
Prepare to die.
That poor little lady, she probably had a drink at 9,000 feet and she... It's probably the air's fault. You
she
know
wasn't
what I mean?
Little by any means. No.
Was she a big girl?
She was a big girl. Yeah.
There you
but
go.
Whatever. That's anyways, what every single show was fucking amazing. Even the last one was fucking great. So really good club. One of my favorites. And now we got this. I come back and I see this ad on Facebook for Ha the Musical.
Oh yeah.
I don't even know. I don't even know what to say.
You do. Don't here's say
here's
it.
The
say it.
No, because
say it, Bob.
Yeah. You saw the show.
Yeah.
How can you talk into the microphone though?
Yeah, I saw it too.
Thanks, because it is a fucking ago. Show. We're trying to record.
Wait, did you see the one that I was
what
on?
Do you think we're just hanging out at a
you
fucking
was
table?
On there,
I was on.
Yes, you was on there.
I didn't see you.
I was up.
Look
up,
at him.
You were with Keith.
What are you? How are you going to see him?
And what is a two pair of eyeballs floating around the back?
This is exciting, Broadway critic Will Savince. What did you think? Out of 5 stars. No, out of five rattlesnakes, what do you give it?
It's off Broadway.
The guy was
out of five hacks. How many hacks?
Out of five really bad mustaches.
The guy
what
was reading off the script. Was that part of the show, or did he forget the lines?
Oh shit! Look, reading off the script. What the fuck?
Well, look, you gotta forgive him because it's not on Broadway. So I guess off Broadway shows.
One
you
second,
can read off the
guys.
Script.
Everybody, real quick.
Are you fucking kidding me,
Jim? Hang on.
Are you fucking kidding me,
Jim Serpico? Hey. Is that you,
Serps?
You're on the YKW. You're on the YKWD podcast live with Nick Cody, Will Savince, the Rattlesnake Puerto Rican, Louis J. Gomez, Kelly Festuca, and Chris Coppa. What's happening, dude?
Not much. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. What's up? What's going on?
Well, I have something that I can't really talk about right now. So
okay. Well, okay. Well, have you? When are we going to go see Ha the musical that your client Louis J. Gomez is starring in?
That's what I was actually calling about.
Well, did you get me a part?
Why is my manager funnier than me?
We're trying to clear our conflicts here, so we're gonna get there.
Okay. All right, we're gonna go one night.
Alright. I'll talk to you guys later.
Alright, bye.
He really
is funnier than you.
Someone was reading their lines off a script. Who was it?
I
gotta set this up real quick. We gotta explain to everybody what this is. Lewis, will you please explain to everybody at the YKW Dude audience what the fuck this is?
You know what, dudes? It's a musical. It already happened though, because this is coming out Monday, right?
This is coming out Monday. Yes.
Yeah, it already happened. God.
People are alive right now.
Is it over?
That is the shortest off Broadway run.
It's a showcase.
It wasn't even a run, it was a step.
It's not an off Broadway show either.
What is it?
It's a showcase. Shut the fuck up. Listen.
What the fuck, dude? Why are you going to tell? Why do you go with only her? You got to go right to shut. I know, but why?
Because he wants to fuck women. My titties. That's why you hate me.
That does make sense, right? We should. Sorry. I almost said rape her titties.
You leave your sunglasses on the whole time.
Yeah, it's a showcase. Kelly, you haven't been here.
Kelly, first of all, he gets tired around second half. Okay. He'll get tired and he takes them off because his eyes get tired from being in the dark.
Yeah. Cauliflower, no carbs. He needs
like his brain.
I mean, it really does. My other senses are heightened.
Just let him rope.
That's not true. You said at the beginning that your other senses are fucked up.
What's sightings?
I don't know, but when you say it, it sounds like it's something. Yeah. Sightings. Yo, I joined the gang called the Sightings.
Yeah, put those glasses back on.
We're shredded black guys that ride bikes from Jersey to Manhattan and do spots. Sightings!
So we just play along with the glasses thing, all right?
Okay. Yeah, what's up? So go ahead, finish your story.
Yeah, finish your story, Lou.
Your story.
Come on, Lou.
I hate her, dude.
Listen, dude.
I hate her
all right,
so much.
Fucking say something mean to her and get it over with.
All right. I'm a fat bitch. All right.
Woo! Kelly's on fire. Kelly's on fire. For Kelly, that's fire. Kelly's on fire. I just want to put my hand in and scoop her titty out.
Oh, it looked like two scoops of ice cream.
All right.
I scoop small.
All right, so go ahead. All right.
Come on,
you just
Louis.
You just said that because you wanted to say scoops. Fucking idiot.
You said it well.
You redid my joke and made it dumber.
Tell us about the show, Louis.
Look how angry Louis is over there. Look
really, at him. I don't get what she's going for. I don't get what that is.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Lou, just come on.
I don't get what it is.
I don't give a fuck. Tell people. We got to take a break in 15 minutes.
I can't wait till she
dies. she's not gonna. Dude, you say that. Did you hear what happened to her?
Yeah, she's dying. I can't wait till it finishes with the job. God.
Dude, don't say
puts
that.
They're 6 feet under.
Right, but speaking of that, real quick, I want to give a shout out to a very great Boston comedian. Not a shout out, but I want to say, Rich Seisler, who you guys may not know, but is one of the funniest guys. Me, Burr, Patrice, Cook, coming up. And always has been one of the funniest, great Boston comedians. He used to run a show at the Colon's Comedy, Nick's Comedy on Route 1 every Wednesday night, and would put us all up. Didn't give a fuck. A lot of
free Chinese dude.
A lot of the headliners would fucking make it really hard to get on this. This guy put everybody up, no matter what. He'd sit in the front row and eat Chinese food and comment while you were doing your shit. I mean, the funniest intro ever. I was so excited to get on a show for the first time, and he's bringing me up, and he's like, listen, guys, this next guy, I really need you to really give it up for him. And you know, he's got full-blown AIDS, and he's dying. And really, you know, he might not be that funny. He's really, but if, you know, just really get into it, laugh, and, you know, because he doesn't have that much long to live. So give it up for Robert Kelly. He's got AIDS.
Oh, my God.
And I went up, and I was so new. I was like, I don't have AIDS. And they were just, like, applauding.
Literal
I was like,
Bob.
I just didn't know. I was like, that's when AIDS was AIDS, though. You know what I mean? That's when AIDS, to do an AIDS joke then was when AIDS was, like, fucking popping. Like, you know, 1995 AIDS.
I knew you weren't dying it because you weren't that skinny yet. You didn't have that Freddie Mercury kind of cheekbones going on.
I hope you die. But no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, yeah, put it in one of your tits to even them out. So he actually fucking he passed away. He passed away.
Oh,
yesterday.
Died?
He died yesterday. He was on the cruise ships and he got some rare fucked up disease.
Ebola?
That paralyzes. No, it paralyzes your body. And 90% recovery rate. It just attacks your immune system. But they sent him to Puerto Rico, and he was there recovering. He had a bad back, and all these complications happened, and it was very sad. And they were trying to transport him, but it was like $60,000 to get a medical helicopter, and then he got something in his lungs, and they couldn't do it, and he got an infection, and it just escalated. And he was one of the greatest guys. Always great. Anytime he saw you, he was fucking just happy to see you. That type of guy. And he passed away, Rich Seisler. So there's stuff on the internet to raise money for his family. I know, why would we do that? He's dead. Because there's a lot of medical costs, and there's a lot of shit going on. I know with Artie, and my friend Joe Iannetti in Boston got throat cancer. And he, you know, he's out. Here's the thing. You lose your throat. We're not actors. We don't have fucking insurance. We don't have medical. A lot of us don't. A lot of people have to go to fucking clinics and shit. And these guys, when you're out, if you lose your voice because you have throat cancer, you're out for 8 months. You're not working. You can't. What the fuck are you going to get? Unemployment? No. So Joey Iannetti is another guy out there. You can find him on Facebook and donate to him. $5, a dollar, $20 will help these guys out. And, you know, Rich passed away. So, you know, RIP him. He's a great guy. Rest in heaven. And God bless his family and his fiance. He was getting married. And, it was terrible. Louise.
That disease is scary. His kid I grew up with.
What was it?
It paralyzes you. Just one day he wakes up. And
you wake up. You wake up and you're paralyzed.
Yeah, you wake up and you're paralyzed.
Fucking nuts.
And you can't do anything.
Is it from like a tick bite or something like that?
No, they don't know what it's from. I remember the kid got it and he couldn't, you know.
And it goes away,
one day,
right?
His kid's still on crutches. He can barely walk. Terrible.
See,
terrible.
I wish that happened to Kelly. That's what. All that what we just said. That's what I wish on her.
All right, listen. This is why I love this is why I love comedians. We will have a moment. We will fuck it, but someone will bring it back to funny somehow.
He's not kidding though. That's
I know.
The heart of musical. What's
yeah?
Up?
The heart.
About you singing
again. Let me just so people understand. Ha the musical.
Great name.
Not the Ha the musical. Yeah. There's not two thous in there. You fucking dumb.
Bobby,
dumb.
Can I remind you? It's H-A-apostrophe.
Yeah, Bobby.
Now,
ha the musical.
Not like ha.
Is it two ha's?
No, that's ha ha.
Okay.
Ha ha is a sequel
that runs for half a day.
Yeah.
At the Stand.
It's just brunch.
Yeah. Ha the musical. Now until lunchtime off Broadway.
Yeah. So what is it, man? Explain to everybody what it is.
It's a musical. The idea is from the audience's perspective.
Yeah.
You're watching a night at a comedy club.
Right. Why can't they? Now, here's my question. Why can't they just go to the comedy club?
Because at a comedy club, they're not going to break into song, dance, right. And narrative.
Isn't that the point of going to a comedy club? So that doesn't
happen.
The
show is actually like behind the scenes of a comedy club. Yeah. So, yeah, you go to a comedy, you're just going to see stand-up. You're not going to see behind the scenes all the shit that happens.
So they're going to see comics... fucking hating each other, busting balls.
Well, they touch on all that type of stuff. Busting balls,
female comics, ethnic comics.
So there's a black guy going, yo, man, I can't get on this club.
There's one black guy on the entire show, I guess.
So it's real to life.
And he takes place of all the black
comics. Does he rap or does he sing?
He sings.
Oh, okay.
He sings.
In this comedy club, are the lights on or are they off?
Oh, Cody.
I keep up online, guys.
The lights are on. And look, the truth is, the show's good. What Will is talking about is Kevin Farley, who's Chris Farley's brother. He's the lead, like, he plays the host of the show.
Yeah.
And he's reading off of, like, cue cards, because it's just a lot to remember, and it's a showcase, so he just doesn't have it all fucking completely nailed down.
Wait a minute. Isn't that the night of...
Great.
What I'm saying, though, isn't that your responsibility as an actor and a... To remember lines?
I don't know. He's an actor. I'm not, so apparently not.
No, I'm saying, did he not have enough time to do it?
We had 1 week of rehearsals.
So you didn't have enough time?
We didn't have a lot of time.
And how long did he have the script?
I don't know.
7 years.
So yeah, well, I'll tell you, seriously, when you do off-Broadway, which I've done in Boston, you have a couple months of rehearsal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of rehearsal.
Yeah, and it's not a bullshit show. We don't just sit
we'll judge that, but no, go ahead.
It's a legitimate production, dude. I'm telling you right now, like, they're paying everybody on the cast pretty decent money. It's fucking, they're trying to get this as a 13-week run, and there are guys who really fucking nail it. Christian Finnegan's great in it. Big J's great. Casey Balsham is fucking great.
Great. Big J sings?
Big J has a whole solo and dance number.
Is it great?
It's great.
Is it great?
Will,
let's go pros and cons. I want two pros and two cons. Okay.
The con is.
Well, let me ask. Let me do this. I'm doing it. I gave you the idea, so you don't just fucking start. You understand how this works? Fucking jackass. All right. I want to hear one pro. The pro of it. The best thing about the show. Why somebody should go see this?
It very informative about the comedy world.
Okay.
If
now,
you're a big fan of comedy.
Yep.
This will help. This you would love the show.
It's going to help people.
It'll help people understand. Help. Like the lady I was heckling you.
Yeah.
It'll help you. Help people understand that bitch should shut up and we shouldn't blame the comedian.
Okay.
Try to give you an insight from the perspective of the comedians, just kind of what we go through. And just like how it does come from a place where this is kind of like therapy for us. And that's kind of like the poignant angle on the show.
Okay, now give me a con.
The con is...
Louis J. Gomez.
I see. See how quick it was, con to come out.
Everybody got their street clothes on like it's not a play.
What do you mean? There's no wardrobe. What did you want them to wear?
We're supposed to look like comics.
Well, look, at least get the wardrobe for comics.
Should they all dress like Kelly's dress today? Oh, like colorful?
Like a fucking fat Snow White? Snow cone white.
I'll smash that snow cone.
Snow cone white.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh,
you
yes.
know, a chick's getting fat when they start wearing the WWE championship belts. You know what I mean?
As an ornament to the outfit.
And now coming to the stage, the champion, Kelly Fat Stuga. All right, listen.
Kelly, you hang out with black people, you're not fat at all. You're actually like thin.
I'm loved. I'm a hero. I tell
you. When you're around white people, you're she like, doesn't you're
date. Like, because you also have sickle cell.
Yeah, but she doesn't date black guys, if you know what I mean.
Ew.
She'll learn.
She'll learn if she wants to get anywhere in this business.
She want
to
live fatly. She'll learn.
Fatly.
fatly lifestyle.
Fatly. Write that down, fatly.
Fatly.
Listen, here's the thing. So the con is they don't. Is everybody good in it? Is everybody good?
Yeah, can you tell me, Big J, like, how do you rate him out of 5?
Everybody's good.
How is Big J?
Big J is great.
Great?
I know he can sing. I know he can dance. J don't look like a dancer.
Right.
He don't look like a singer. And I'm like, oh shit, Jay got freaking skills that he should.
And his character is a crowd work comic, so in the middle of his song, he breaks into like fucking crowd work, but it's his shit, so he gets to do what he does. Yeah. So it's very funny as well.
The show highlights each comic's strength.
So Lewis, he does his set in the dark. Does he?
No, the Ethnic Comics. We don't have a set. We have a song that we do together, like a trio of Ethnic Comics. We're basically like the chorus. There's like six or seven cast members that have like bit parts that are kind of.
So
like
you're
the
not
chorus.
A star. You're
I'm
you're,
not one of the stars.
You're
no.
just a side player.
Yeah, you didn't even get a profile in the thing.
I got signed on a week before they went into rehearsal.
So did everybody else, I think, right?
Well, Jabron did. No, that's not true. Big J's been signed on for 2 months.
I like his passive aggressive horse shit. I like Scobo. Scobo just set you up and did some wife shit to you. So didn't everybody else, right? Isn't that the way?
Can I say something at the shittiest?
Yeah, you can. There's a mic right there. We can hear you
at the shittiest level without rehearsal, without without a wardrobe, without anybody, you know, blah blah blah. the show is still good. So imagine they clean it. The show to me is a 4, maybe a 3.5.
Out of a 10?
10.
Oh, I thought you said 1 to 5.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, I heard 1
I just
to
said
5.
Well, we did pros and cons.
You
did say 5 rattles.
Oh, okay. All right. So listen. So give me another pro. What's another pro?
They could sing.
Oh, they all can sing. Everybody.
For the most part.
Well, yeah. So there's somebody who couldn't.
Someone. Yeah.
Do we know that person?
Yeah.
We know them.
Yeah.
So we.
Are you saying it's me?
So it's a comic.
What, you got low self-esteem?
I have a great voice. I nail my part.
Look, how you say, me?
I have 2 solos.
I love that you made him into Cookie Monster. I love
that. I have cookies.
So no, somebody. No.
Lewis is good.
So someone we know.
I mean, but that's not going to eclipse the show. It's still a good show.
Yeah, but when they're singing, you're like, ugh.
He's talking about Bill Dawes. All right, listen to me.
Is it Bill Dawes can't sing?
Dawes can't sing for shit. Look, hold on. Okay, you're not offended. Anybody because they cast
wait a
us.
Minute Bill Dawes is first of all is Bill Dawes getting older by the second what's happening
I met his daughter I met his he brought his she's, daughter to rehearsal yeah, she's here right now
she's in town. No she's in town for a while
yeah, he's been saying
he's on steroids too right
yeah he's jacked dude
yeah. Well, he lost weight too
we grappled a little bit just in rehearsal yeah. Just fucking around dude Bill can fucking
Bill will kill
do
you
jiu-jitsu,
dude, Bill will kill you dude. Bill has a huge I'll put his dick up next to yours.
Yeah.
He's got a big dick.
I mean, I'm not going.
He's got a big dick.
I've seen that dick too.
Not but lying. Here's.
But you take a white dick over a big black.
We know.
Not live.
So his daughter's in town.
His daughter's in town.
I'd love to get her
on
the show.
How old is his daughter? Like 15 or 14 or
something. Is she gorgeous?
She's very pretty, but she looks like a kid. Like in the picture, yeah. She looks like more like grown up than right. She showed
That's
us.
That's great.
But she looks like a
14-year-old. We found out that Bill has a 12-year-old daughter that he never told us about.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. But so he can't sing.
Here's the thing. They casted the show. They didn't audition anybody's... I hate her. She just sucks. She's not
that
funny.
That was pretty funny.
It wasn't funny.
It was.
Funny. You know what I think is really funny?
I like it that she's literally derailing
she's
you.
Annoying.
But this is what's happening.
You know what's
whispering.
Stop. She's putting you on tilt, which is hilarious. This fucking mediocre. No, I'm kidding.
Emphasize meaty.
The fact that I.
This meaty ogre.
Yeah, but.
She's a meaty ogre.
You're letting fucking Festuca put you on tilt, which is hilarious.
No, she's just.
Yeah, you are. You're getting real mad, though.
She's saying shit on a podcast and we're having a conversation. What the? That fat bitch.
You're not talented.
Idiot.
Kelly's on fire.
I love white on white crime.
Kelly's a lighter. Kelly's a lighter.
You know what I love is that he was saying that you said Big J got cast like 2 months ago, but then like 10 minutes before that, you're like, oh, well, the guy just got the script. That's why he's already off the script. So was it a week ago? Was it 2 months ago?
No, Big J got cast 2 months ago. It's way different than I don't know when somebody has.
Yeah, well, the guy
script.
You said, the guy who wrote it, he's the star of
he
it.
Didn't
he wrote it.
He didn't write it. I was kidding. He didn't actually. Oh, well, we don't know. Oh, so that was a joke.
But everyone else was cast.
Give him the hanky sheaf. Give him the hanky sheaf.
No, you take. Stop it. You take the hanky sheaf because it's not a hanky sheaf.
No, I'm going to give it to Lewis. Give no. He's known for that.
Give the handkerchief to this fucking dum-dum. It's a bandana or a handkerchief. Sheaf.
Hanky sheaf.
Hanky sheaf.
The hanky sheaf.
I really.
But look how it's spelled, damn it. It's hanky.
It's not spelled hanky sheaf.
Yeah.
The handkerchief.
I love. Will you do the show every week, please? I love you so much, dude. I can listen to you talk all the fucking time. Oh,
you
God, hanky sheaf.
Bobby?
What?
You know what I love about... it's great.
Will, his giant, massive, black, really, ashy dick.
What I really love about Louis is that he's like...
You can
really
feel the vein in his cock on your lower lip while you're sucking it. Dick, 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 dick. You know when he's going to come from his heart rate.
I've never sucked a dick in my life. But... What I love about Louis is that he's like...
I know
like
four
express.
Dudes.
Right,
okay. I know 10.
You don't think fucking... The only reason why Cody's staying there is because you're blowing him, too.
No.
All right, I'll stay as long as you suck it.
Hey. Oh, gross.
I know. It's like blowing your brother.
No,
or Chuck
never.
Norris.
Never,
during,
never. Chuck Norris.
During the middle years when he wasn't really in shape.
Like an out of shape Chuck Norris.
No,
he really
Chuck
does.
Chuck Norris is like unsuccessful brother.
Yeah.
Just like, I forgot
Cody was here. Cody not saying shit.
Yeah, well...
Shit. This is very New York. This is everyone top of their voice screaming. I'm just taking part of it.
That's not true. Yeah. First of all, don't blame it on us.
I love it. I'm just like, this is fucking crazy. Yeah.
No, you try to down it and then try to give a compliment.
Exactly. See what I mean?
This is shitty, but I love it.
Thanks for proving my point. Anyway.
All right, listen. We're going to take a break real quick so everybody can take a piss and get on their phones. If you get on your phone again, I'm kicking you out.
I don't care. Just be with the babysitter shit.
I don't care.
I'm making sure that my house is not fucking burning
down. The baby's 10 years old.
First of all, you don't have a house, all right? You live in the projects, okay?
I don't live in the projects.
Yeah, you do, okay?
I live in a nice apartment.
No, you don't. You live in the projects.
I live in a nice apartment.
I would not fucking come to your house for anything. If you had a party on your building. Yeah, nobody's coming to your house for a party.
I live in a very nice
apartment. A party and see how many people show up.
I had a birthday party for James. And
who showed up?
All the people in the projects.
Yeah, all the people that live in projects showed up.
My drug dealer, the guy who sells me my gun cleaning solution.
Kelly, you have to go wash. Because my tongue is fucking
really?
Dead. I'm gonna find out where the smells. Is it your fucking dirty armpits?
Yeah.
Or it's your fucking smelly florally titties? But I gotta find out what it is because it's on my tongue and it's gross. We're gonna come back. Everybody watching live, we'll be right back. Give me the 5 minute sign. And we're gonna do some ads and stuff like that. So stay tuned, people. Hey, what's going on? Robert Kelly here from the You Know What Dude podcast from riotcast.com. And guess what? TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by TrueCar certified dealer networks. TrueCar users save an average of around $3,000 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then all you have to do is register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step, this one is easy. It's simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Fucking tell me what to do. My fucking show. That's why I fucking chew gum if I want. All right, football season is just around the corner, which I'm very excited about. And you could get your piece of $5 million during kickoff week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. Look, you've already been scouting players for your season-long team. Use that knowledge to win instant cash at DraftKings.com. Last year, one player turned $11 into $4,000 in 1 week. Another one won $1 million in 1 day just playing fantasy football. Fantasy football is way more exciting at DraftKings.com, where you can win huge cash prizes the first week of the season. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Use promo code Kelly, that's K-E-L-L-Y, and you'll get free entry into the week one $5 million kickoff bash. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. And don't forget, you guys, go to Amazon link on the Riotcast website. Any of the shows that you like, you can pick any show has the Amazon link. And if you go there and you're buying something off the internet, you can go to the YKWD page and buy it off of our link. And we get a little taste of what you buy. So you can also go to Gamefly.com and get, what is it, a 15-day, two-week trial?
15-day, two-disc offer at $22.95 value. Mm-hmm. But you get it for free. And then if you want to do it, you can just join up and fucking help the fucking show out.
What's the code?
DraftKings.
You go to Riotcast.com, Robert Kelly. Click on the Gamefly link. Yeah. There's no code. You can click on the link from our website.
Right.
DraftKings.com.
So, and you can also, what else, Kelly?
What else? We got Gamefly and Amazon Tweaked Audio. Go to
tweakedaudio.com.
Tweakedaudio.com is one of my favorite sponsors we have, because they have great, amazing, inexpensive, not cheap, inexpensive headphones.
Who's this?
TweakedAudio.com. Right now, if you go there and use code word,
dude,
you get 33% off your whole order. So you buy five headphones, because they're very inexpensive, and 33% off, free shipping. Mm-hmm. And a lifetime limited warranty, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. Kelly, can you turn my headphones
tweet
up?
TweetAudio.com. TweetAudio.com.
It's not tweet.
Tweak.
It's tweak.
Tweet.
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 TweetAudio.
Stop, stop, stop. It's tweaked.
Tweak.
Tweaked.
Tweaked.
Yep, that's
TweetAudio.
No, 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 that's still not it. Tweaked.
Tweet.
Tweet.
No.
Spell it.
T W E E K E D.
No, tweet. E A K, you fucking retards. T W E A K.
Yeah, but no, he could.
No, hold
first
on.
Of all,
E-K?
They spell it the way they spell, but he's right too.
Yeah.
All right, he can be right.
Yeah.
They just spell it a little differently, but he's right too. It's better than this fucking. He's saying tweet.
Wait, hold on. The word
TwitterAudio.com.
First of all, the word tweak is a real word, and he spelled it wrong.
How do you spell it?
T W E A K. It's not spelled T W E E K.
Oh, you said E E double.
Yeah,
oh, you said
E-E.
Double E.
Fuck,
yeah, I forgot. Oh, you're right, but I'm stupid too, so I'm on. I have to take the hit with you.
Dude, he said it right too. No,
all right.
No, he didn't. That's
you're
not
right.
The way you spell tweak.
There's one thing that I like about Luis J. Gomez. He's, he's not totally stupid. He's dumb in life and sociably.
Yeah.
He's a fucking moron.
Looks dumb.
But like, he can actually, he knows how to spell. I'm pretty sure he's stupid in math. But
no, actually, very surprising. I did very well in my math.
Why are you a fucking Jewish guy? What the fuck happened?
Bobby, I did so well when I was counting.
Very surprising, Bobby. Very surprising. On my SATs, I did very well with the math portion.
Lewis, 7 plus 10 times 0 is what?
17.
No,
zero. I thought you said plus 0 at the end.
No.
You Kelly, you had an extra beat to think about it, you fat, gross, unfunny bitch.
7 plus 10 times 0 is what?
0.
Oh my God, Lewis is dumb. Lewis is dumb.
7 plus 10 times 0 is 0.
Oh my God, Lewis is retarded.
It depends what the brackets are.
Oh,
around.
Wait, hold on. 7 plus 10 times 0 times 0.
Wow.
Plus 7. Yeah. 7.
You really are just a fucking seven. Idiot.
Hold on, but hold on.
No,
shut up, shut
no, no,
up,
no.
Up,
you're an idiot.
Bobby. No, no, no.
Hold on. You're an idiot. Listen.
In Lewis's defense, it depends what the brackets are.
No, motherfucker. Ain't going to.
No, you would do the multiplication first.
You
do the
multiplication
first.
You do multiplication first.
Shut up, Will. You just passed your residency test. That's why you know this shit.
Will, when you take over, like a ship,
Will just said 17 different answers.
Will just pledged himself as an American 3 days ago, and he just passed the math portion.
Listen, I hope I didn't.
You lived here all your life and didn't know what that meant.
I hope I didn't fuck up the show.
Why?
Because I was supposed to do a test at the beginning because we have the new microphone and the new preamps. And I was supposed to. What?
I tested before.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out.
No, we're good.
Can you? No, 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 Bobby. Look,
yeah, buddy.
I love you, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Scopo literally just saved the day.
Yeah.
And you just skied right over that.
Exactly.
Skied? Yeah. I don't know. I don't ski.
Yeah, we know that.
Rollerbladed.
You rollerbladed backwards right over that.
Hey. No, if it's Bobby, he skipped.
With a belly shirt on. When Scopo fucks up, if Scopo would have fucked up,
he
would have literally murdered him in front of a room full of people.
And
you just saved
him.
The day.
Yeah.
So when he mess up, you attack him, but when he saves the day, you don't say shit.
That's the best.
What do you
want to
have? You only have fucking party poppers and then pull. What do you want? Fireworks?
Well,
what the fuck?
You just say, you know what, Scopo? Thank you for taking the initiative up top.
Well, I didn't. He said, I checked it. He didn't. He did what he's. First of all,
what
fuck
supposed
it.
To do.
He did what he's supposed to.
Yeah,
he's supposed,
what supposed to do.
He's not done it 9 million times. So when he did it, I was in shock. Okay, so I'm supposed to. Yeah, that's what he does. No, I did
so
what.
Then,
so basically, what he did was go. I did what I'm supposed to do, Bobby. For once, I got it.
So you should be even more happy because he changed his lifestyle.
That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. When
you
prison
used to him not doing it right, and now he does it right.
First of all,
that's a change.
I don't like fucking in prison Will, okay? Stop talking to me like I'm a fucking prison guard.
Bobby, we're all comics. We work off of gratification.
Yeah.
If he's
yeah.
like, you know, Scopo, thank you for doing that, dude. He'd probably do it every time from now
on
because he feels.
Absolutely
little...
not, because I've fucking done that to him. And
now.
He's failed.
Chris is crying.
No, I'm good.
No, he's good. He knows. He knows. Chris, back me up.
I'm good.
See? Back me up,
I was
Chris.
I was supposed to do it. So
oh, you know what?
It.
This is like a bad wife situation.
You understand
she
that?
He can't say.
You understand what they're doing, right?
He's gonna be his.
You understand that Lewis doesn't care about you at all, right?
Not at all. Not once.
You understand that he does nothing for you.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He helps me out. He doesn't care about me.
What'd you say?
I said you help me out.
I said I do nothing for you.
I said you help me out.
This is like a bad wife. She can't say nothing because when we leave, he's gonna beat her ass.
In the fridge, there's sodas and beers and frozen peas for his eyes afterwards.
Wow, fucking guys, give it up, guys. Can we stop for 1 second and give it up for Cody?
I'm talking, guys.
Australia's in the house. Australia's on the map.
We don't allow food in here, so there's no peas.
Scopo's like, what's his name, Bobby? On Game of Thrones, Greyjoy.
I'm not helping you with this shitty joke. I'm not taking half a bandana because you're a fucking idiot. You're not a spell, and that's it.
Lewis, stop getting out of the fucking shot. You're fucking lounging out of the shot. Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
Get back in the shot.
Shit. I'm in this shot, damn.
Suck his dick.
Listen. So, Lewis,
Ha the Musical.
This Ha the Musical. Get back on camera, would you, stupid?
Robert, can I ask a question about this musical? Because I'm very happy for Lewis.
Yeah.
Very
why,
happy
But you're
for
a singer, too. Why aren't you involved?
Why are you asking Robert Kelly about Ha the Musical?
Why wouldn't you get
Ha.
Kelly,
it's
who is a singer?
It's not Crickets the Musical. It's Ha the Musical.
By the way,
Cody's on fire.
I swear it's
like, and he's fat. No, I'm sorry.
Cool.
Oh, you're not fat. You're not fat. You're very.
Well. You
keep drinking beer, fucking chub.
I'm a warm mess. I spoke with Will about this the other night. I'm not a hot mess yet.
Can you
I'm
fix me?
Mess.
You're gonna rip me off the wall there. Can you fix that? You fucking alcoholic.
I'm very happy that Lou's doing this. He's,
there you go.
What Lewis is doing, he's gone outside his comfort zone, hasn't he?
It's not
he's gone away from stand-up. He's singing and he's dancing. Are you
mean talented?
Well, he's Spanish.
Funny?
So dancing is,
what
is,
we mean, what is, comfort zone are you talking about? Funny?
Yeah.
Talented? What?
I just want to know, are you singing and dancing in this show?
Yeah, and I'm also not going outside of my comfort zone. I was in musical theater. I was in 4 huge productions.
Show us some right now that you've already shown us. Give us something from the play.
I've given you.
Give us something from the play. Right now. One, two, three, go.
I don't want to until I actually talked about this. We're not doing any of the music before
you
the
can't
play is
get, this
okay, well, then do a
you're,
song.
You're not
pro- do a different
I'll
song.
Do a different song.
Okay, you're not fucking promoting. You could do a little song
he's
right now. Give him a taste, and then you promote it.
They told us not to.
Who's they?
He's going to do a different
the producers
song right
of the
now.
Show.
They don't want promotion?
They don't want us to do
the guy
music
who doesn't know his own lines, the producer?
Yeah.
He's not the producer.
Is this before or after there was a feature on New York Times?
They're not saying real things.
No, I'm just saying. Just fucking
hold
sing.
On. He
they
just agreed that he'll do a different
they
song.
They showed it on the news.
All right, settle down. Song. Listen, settle down. Go ahead. Do a song.
Me and you
go
will ahead. Do a duet.
Shut up,
Wicked?
Kelly. Just
on,
shut your
it.
Face, Kelly.
We'll
Kelly, stop talking. Let him do it.
The real American folk song is a rag, a mental jag, a rhythmic tonic for the chronic blues. The critics called it a joke song, and now they've changed their tune and they like it somehow. For it's inoculated with a syncopated sort of meter, sweeter than a classic strain, boy, you can't remain still and quiet, for it's a riot. The real American folk song is a rag. What a rag.
You can say that again. Jesus Christ.
I thought Bobby's going to have a stroke. He's like closing your eyes, breathing heavy.
I've heard guys on the subway fucking better. Jesus Christ. You sound like my fucking uncle in the shower.
I sound great.
Yeah. That's good for a dude like that, man.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
If he were to confess that he's a singer, that'd be awful. But
no, I will give it up to Lewis. One of the things that I find attractive about him is his ability
to smash your head in any minute.
Is the ability that he is talented in other genres.
Yeah, that was
except
good.
Did you just say genres?
Yeah, genre.
That was good.
Genre. Sorry, I did that a D.
Well,
no, fuck
I'm
you.
Not,
you added a fucking E.
Sister's name?
A double E. You.
Here's
cunt.
The thing. I can't actually sing, but what I can do is I know how to perform.
You know how to perform on the stage at the show. In front of the crowd.
Bobby, you really should try to get in. If it goes on a 13-week run,
I should take over the spot. The man who doesn't know. The man who can't memorize. memorize one single word. That fat fuck will be gone. I will take my throne where I belong.
Bobby should be on the show. He should be on Ha Ha, the sequel.
Hold on, listen. Will, do you not think Bobby can play the main role?
Yes. Bobby
can play the main role. Because it's a fat joke. That's my forte. That's what I do, and that's what I say. I eat pizza.
His improv is off the hook.
And I improv with the crowd. Hey, where'd you get that shirt? Is that your wife? How long have you been married?
Well, by the way, that's literally Big J's song.
Really?
That's
is it?
What the song is. Is he, is.
Yeah. No, hey, you can't give Big J work. This is what you can't give Big J work. The only way Big J is going to make it if he can do a show called Crowd Work. If Crowd Work's in it, I do this good whatever the fucking Big J impression is.
You did all that.
Kelly,
hold on. How am I going to say nothing about that awful?
All right, give me the bandana.
Kelly, holy shit,
I will take the bandana because bombing is part of the art.
Kelly wants to sing. Went to the rehearsals.
She did? Yeah, she wanted. I tell you, why don't you get Kelly?
I should have done it.
She should be, honest to God.
Wait, legitimately, why?
Because I have to do jokes.
Listen. They should get somebody who's new from somewhere else, alone, scared, and someone who might not make it in this business. They should have that aspect of it.
It's just funny that Lurie's like sometimes I do stuff that's not stand-up. Like, I'll do, you know,
we know.
Comedy stuff, whatever.
It's called fucking... I want to make this point.
This is make a ridiculous point right now. It's really funny.
God forbid I make a joke on my own show,
so
but go
annoying.
Ahead.
No, Kelly, I want to hear your point.
Because it's like, he always gives me shit if I just do anything but stand-up.
Not the same
thing. Because you stand-up.
That's
can't do anything
you're
else.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're a dumb idiot.
You're stupid fucking... And he's even off-Broadway thing, singing and dancing.
Time out. Can I bring
out a
point?
She has a
point. Kelly, can I make a point?
To me, so long if I do anything else. And then you're doing it, you hypocrite.
Okay. Listen, Kelly. Kelly. Kelly, yeah, you can't just
is
keep
that really
going.
How we sound?
It was a long time.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah, it is. You fucking, it's just annoying.
You said, well, I've been quiet this whole time. It's helping like, you guys
no, let
out.
Me actually legitimately make
this
point.
Great beard
Kelly,
on video.
I was asked.
Please legitimately make it, though. Don't fucking not be legitimate.
Don't make it illegitimate.
Listen, I don't want what most of your kids are, okay? I want it legitimate.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
He's going to choke.
The producer and writer of the show came and saw me do stand up and said, hey, we really want you in the show.
Yeah, we think you should not do stand up. We think you should sing your act.
You can't sing or dance.
Listen, the only way your act would be funny is if you sing it.
Let me make this point. Let me legitimately make this
point. If I take my hat off, then I'm bald. I have a son. I hope he learns MMA.
Hey, he wears a hat in the show, Bob. Don't worry about it.
Hold on, man. Come on, let him make his point. Go ahead.
Again, make your point. I'm sorry. Take the glasses off and we'll stop.
Prison Willigan. I love it.
Go ahead.
Shut up. So the producer of the show came up to me and said, here's X amount of dollars to come and be in this production of this show, Kelly.
17.
You do. They told
here's,
you?
Here's what we're going to pay you what you make in a month. 50 whole smackarooskies.
That's more on the weekend. Don't worry.
So you're saying that it's okay to sell out for money?
Yeah, no, this is what we're doing. We're trying
That's
to fucking...
That's what selling out is.
Damn, Will, stop because you're black making statements.
Selling out was interesting.
Yo, so it's good to sell out for money. Yeah,
hold
dummy.
On, I legitimately want to answer the fucking point that she makes. She's a fucking idiot.
Can you do it faster?
I gave you... No, I tried to, but you guys keep on fucking talking.
Yeah, it's
over.
Called funny. That's what we add to the show. Well, you add
to
your
in
thing.
Like
yeah.
You guys.
Yeah, go ahead. Nick Cody's finally fucking being
Look
funny.
At this.
It's an hour and 40 minutes in. Let's go.
You had a beer an hour ago, you dickhead.
I know.
Come on, go ahead.
Kelly, I gave you shit about putting on a talent show at a comedy club as opposed to putting on a stand-up show, which you're dying and in need for stage time. I'm being paid to sing, act, and tell jokes in a musical. It is not the same thing. They're not two parallels.
Supposedly.
They're not two things at all.
Supposedly.
No, yeah. Theater acting is very good for crafting your crafting acting.
No, I'm just answering Kelly's point that I'm a hypocrite. How is that?
I love the way Scopo makes fucking points.
Yeah,
theater is good for acting.
You have great
theater acting. Is good for your things.
Yeah.
He's got great theater acting hair.
Yeah.
Scopo. It's a Broadway hair.
It's strength.
Give him the handkerchief.
I want her to answer this.
Give him the handkerchief.
Because I don't know if you're being serious.
Yeah, this is a fact.
All right, kid.
Appreciate it. Oh, so I'm going to do the same thing.
Here's the deal. No, it was so bad, he doesn't deserve it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't even want to hear. I don't want this handkerchief getting whatever he has, so we'll all fucking be as shitty as Australian comedians. All right, listen. Kelly just looked at him like, "You gonna stick up for me, mate?"
Now you're on your own, mate.
Yeah, I didn't throw under
the
bus
in the hole
before.
Fuck yeah. You. I'm helping you.
Please don't bring it up. Can you not bring it up later to him? I love you, Kelly. Wait. And I'm glad you're back.
Hey, mate.
I missed the hell out of you.
Oh, did you?
I did. And I'm glad you came back fat.
Lewis loves this exchange.
I am pretty fat.
I did. I miss Lewis, too. I missed all you guys.
I think Lewis looks stunning.
I missed all you guys.
Look at him. He's fucking
rabid. He does. He's doing good. He's actually, I know that I inspired him at one point.
Sometimes I just
because he was losing weight, and then I went on No Sugar, No Granite, and I was actually less than him one day. I weighed less than him. So that motivated him to step it up, and now you look great. And you just motivated me to step it up. So good for you.
I'm on the No Sugar, No Bread challenge this week.
That's because I don't have bread in Haiti. To wait in line for
actually,
6 days.
Bobby,
he's talking about actually the wheat one and the money one. You know, you got these rare diseases that take out good comics. All right, go ahead. What'd you say, Scopo?
That episode actually inspired a bunch of comics to lose weight. A lot of comics.
Which one?
The No Sugar, No Grains.
Oh,
one.
No shit.
A lot of comics.
Well, I'm glad that we motivated you fucking guys. Now, if you could just motivate you to write better material, we'd be good. All right. Well, not that funny. I guess it fucking... Listen, don't fucking stare... Listen.
Lewis.
Give me something to throw at.
He's looking at Will right now.
No.
You don't know who I'm looking at.
You didn't even learn from what I did before. And clearly my joke bombed, but then I just stared at him like it was a fact. If you'd just backed yourself there, you would have been fine. But you went, all right, that wasn't good.
I wish we had a boar bandana to fucking hand you. Just a fucking boring... I stopped listening to you right when you said, excuse me.
Pardon me, Robert.
Thank God you have a beer to put in that fucking boring mouth every once in a while. I'm kidding. Cody, I love you. You know that, dude. I love you.
No, you're not. Shut the fuck up. You ain't got to say that part.
Why do you got to get...
No,
actually,
why? No, it was very nice.
Why do you
got to
fucking do that? Why do you go
he
right
knows
to ghetto?
He knows you're kidding.
Listen.
I'm kidding, Cody. I love you.
Listen.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, we know that.
You fucking angry seal. Relax.
What's he crying?
Prison Will. It's Prison Will.
It really is. Prison Will's fucking prison scaring Will. The shit out of me.
How can you say I'm kidding now?
What are you going to do? Smash a bottle and put it into my throat? Relax. Just chill. Yeah, chill. Dude. Relax.
He's chilled as loose.
Will's fucking high tense.
Well, I think this is... I think it's better than the fucking blackout comedy show. I think this is better.
It's not the, it's
how
not,
did that go?
It's not the same
seriously.
Thing.
Seriously.
I think it's better. It went great if you ask them.
What's
but
the blackout comedy show?
He does a show in the complete darkness. That's his new thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
no.
Pitch Black Darkness.
Which is a show that Will does every time he's on stage, people. Turn the... All right, whatever.
He was only joking, Will. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you're joking.
He loves you.
I thought you were serious.
Loves you a lot.
I thought you were serious.
No, but look, the truth is...
I think it's better than that.
I'm genuinely enjoying doing it.
Good.
Of course you are, because you're half a fairy.
Because you're getting paid.
Yeah, because you're a fucking queen. You're a size queen, and you love dancing and singing, and you still keep your wife and kid.
Dancing and singing.
You guys hear about the totally new show where all the comedians come out butt naked and do that?
Yeah,
that's not a new show. That's been going on forever, dude. There's a bunch of
I think he said nude show.
Nude.
I don't know what he...
butt ass naked.
We know what nude
the
is.
The fact that I got 5 out of the 6 words, I should be commended.
I
love that show.
I got a bug in my throat. I think it's actually cool. I don't mind it. I want to go see it.
Come see it. Watch it tomorrow at 3.
Come tomorrow.
Come to the matinee show.
No. Come tomorrow night.
I'm going to come when the guy knows his lines.
Thursday.
How long is the run?
Thursday's the last night. It was like
is
a
it
7
on
so Thursday, here's the deal. I was going to see, that's the thing. I was going to take you to Rhode Island with me on Thursday. My hour special.
You know what's funny? The chick from the Wings place.
Yeah.
Joanna.
Yeah.
She's fucking awesome.
Name the Wings place.
I forgot the name.
Bonehead.
Boneheads, right.
Best wings ever.
Unbelievable wings.
Me and Luce, when we were at the last time I was at the Comedy Connection Rhode Island, Joanne owns this place called a fan of mine. She's come to a bunch of my shows.
She's like a hot little metal chick.
Yeah, she opens up this wings place. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. We'll stop by. We go by. It is the best wings. It fucking bums me out because you can't get wings like this anywhere.
Because
I've tried, they got me hooked on wings. We got 50 wings. All right. We just said fuck it. And you pick your sauces. And the sauces are fucking nuts. One of the sauces, which I'll never forget, was real bacon bits. Like real bacon.
Yeah. Maple bacon.
With maple syrup.
Maple bacon?
So you dip the wing in the maple syrup and then you dip it into the bacon. It's fucking
so like sprinkles.
Yeah, it's like
I've never been to another. Like I've been to Buffalo Wild Wings, which is great.
Fuck that place.
This is a whole. And then the other cool thing about this place, it's like a rock and roll metal themed place. So every table, one table will be Aerosmith, one table will be Motley Crue,
Van Halen,
and then they play fucking UFC events. All the UFC events. This place was literally made for guys like me and you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And another thing too, every chick in there thought Lewis was a god.
Oh, dude,
and wanted to fuck
so
him.
Hot.
Oh, they were all like little dumpy girls with fucking pink in their hair. You know, they have one streak of pink.
You are dressed like, yeah. like
suicide girls, but suicide like middle-aged women.
Yeah.
You're like the mascot of that place.
He was a superstar. Yeah. Fucking superstar.
MMA and wings.
But yeah, so Thursday night I'm doing a show, an impromptu show.
She asked me if I was coming.
Over at the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island. The next night, my hour special that we've live from the Village Underground.
Friday.
Got into the Rhode Island International Film Festival.
Very prestigious.
So it's
very
up,
prestigious.
Yeah, it's up for it's for an award.
Your stand-up show.
My hour special got in, and me, Serpico, the whole crew, Bardo, Saletti, everybody, we're going down. It's playing at the Rhode Island Performing Arts Center, which is an 1,800-seat theater. It is fucking gorgeous.
Are you staying down, or are you coming back and then going back on Friday?
Well, I'm staying down, and then I'm going up to New Hampshire for a week.
Right. If you were coming back and driving back, I'd go with you to watch it Friday. I'd love to watch it.
You should come. Take the train out. Just fuck it.
You
guys should all come, man.
Let's go.
It's fucking awesome. It's going to be... Dude, look it. Here's the fucking... The real... this is coming out Monday, right? It could be... It's an 18... We shot the special in a 200-seat venue. And it's being played in 18... It's ironic, okay? But here's the thing. It might be just fucking 20 people in an 1,800-seat theater watching my special. We're doing Q&A after, so it might be just Q&A with us. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? So we're trying to get as many people. So if you're from Rhode Island, you're listening live, and if you guys could help me out too, if you could tweet about it when I
tweet.
I
already tweeted about it.
So it's a pretty prestigious thing, and Rhode Island International Film Festival is a legit film festival. You know, Will, you're into all these fucking films.
By the way, speaking of which, my film festival is coming up August 19th and 20th.
Your own film festival?
At the School of Visual Arts on 23rd Street between 8th and 9th.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called the NBC Short Films Festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a long time.
This is our 9th anniversary.
Oh,
yeah,
sweet,
Will has a... I mean, one of the greatest things I've seen a comic do is Will's promo for, like, HBO with that boxing thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
And yeah, you wrote and directed and filmed that, right? Edited everything.
I wrote.
Well, you wrote it and started it.
Yes.
That was great. So, anyways, I will definitely go see this. When is it over?
Thursday's the last night, so you'd have to come tonight, tomorrow, or Thursday.
Maybe I'll go tomorrow. Maybe I'll go tomorrow.
We'll go tomorrow. He'll be off the book.
Here's the thing. I'm lying, Will, so stop pushing it. Okay? I'm just saying it that people listening will go.
Yeah. I know Keith went. Tomorrow. Keith went on Saturday.
Yeah,
Sunday.
Keith went?
Yeah,
Keith went.
Keith went.
What did Keith say?
Keith
was mad
a couple of times.
He did.
I think it was bothering me.
No, I think he went to the bathroom, but he looked at me with that face like,
"Where's my phone? I'm going to call Keith right now." I'm gonna go, Keith. I'm gonna call. Keith, that's how we're gonna end the show. We're gonna get Keith.
I wanna count how long it takes him to say the words "bothering me" or "stupid."
Bothering me.
Stupid or bothering me.
And I meant to speak to Keith about it, but I had to bounce out of there so fast.
I'm get off your phone. I'm getting on my phone to call Keith.
I was calling him in case he didn't answer your call.
Why wouldn't he answer my call? Because you're black.
Screening your calls.
Why me?
I
don't know why.
You think Keith screens my calls?
Go ahead. You call me and then I'll
all right, cool. Let's see who we fucking. All right, perfect. Here we go.
Hey, Lou.
What?
I love you. No? Yes. Come on. No?
Eyes. The eyes under there are better than before. There was a death stare before, but you can almost see. Look at that.
He's digging on me.
All right, so if he doesn't answer, I'm gonna be sorry.
Hey, Lewis, did you ever drink? Were you a drinking person?
Here we go. Here we go. Shush.
Nah, he's a drunk.
Shush. See if he'll answer my call. We're friends, dude. This goes beyond color. Okay. This goes beyond race. He'll pick up the phone when I call. He answers. No questions about it. I never get his voicemail ever. I don't know. He'll pick up.
Okay, let me try calling.
God damn it.
First time for everything.
Go ahead. You gotta wait a second.
Wait a second.
Do you know where your fucking speaker is,
That's
you dumb dumb?
Phone.
You hear it, right? So shut the fuck up.
What is what is Prison Will here? I don't understand. He'd be the nicest guy ever. He's not picking up for you. What was that?
Out of credit.
He's out of credit. Your dumb track phone just ran out. Fucking. Yeah, you know, he doesn't like either one of us. Well, he's just shitty friend. You don't have his number. You don't have his number.
Maybe.
There's no way you have his number.
I have his number.
It's not going to work on that phone either. That phone was made with Legos.
You got a rotary cell phone.
I didn't like it. I didn't want to like it. But the way he says rotary makes me laugh. So,
what are we?
Rotary cell phone.
I don't know. This motherfucker, what's wrong?
Someone's in here.
Who's it? Who is it?
Keith?
Hello? Go find out, Chris. Go find out.
Chris is scared.
Hey, it's my wife.
Chris is scared.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Dog.
Hello. Recording, you may hang oh, shit. There's my son, Max.
Son.
Is this Max?
Oh, my God. That's my son. Right there. Hi, Bubba. Hi, Bubba. How are you? Look at you. I love you so much, kid.
You just have a little sleep.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Tired, yeah.
He's getting tired. We're going to go home. All right, we're going to wrap this up, guys. Too bad Keith. He didn't answer. Try calling him one more time before we go. Look at it. He's all crazy. Take his. Can you stop
look
scaring
my
kid?
Hair.
I know. It's
that
beautiful.
Hair is amazing.
Hi,
is,
Bubba.
Isn't it?
Hi, Bubba. I love him. How great is it? Will, look at that—a kid, huh? Imagine you getting one of those. Imagine you just keeping one of them. That's all you have to do. Just keep one of those kids instead of fucking forcing them. No. You have to get. sorry, dude. That was terrible.
Well,
all right. Well, Kelly, up here. It's Colin Quinn. Just telling me he's not coming by either. All my friends stink. Look at all my friends' Twitter. They just retweet. Famous people retweet famous people shit. Yeah, Joe Rogan needs your help. I'm at a fucking 1800 seat theater. Could one of you cunts fucking retweet something? My friends. I think my friends all have me on mute on Twitter. I swear to God, I've never gotten a retweet from any of them. He's not. You know what he's doing? He's sleeping. This is. We really just ruined a great show by just trying to get in touch with this fucking old jackass.
Finally, I'm on fire.
Anyways, I'm gonna go check it out. I would love an audition. Here's the deal. I will just take the part if it's offer only. I will take the part.
How much you pay?
I don't care.
How much that part probably pays way more than my part.
Okay. Well. I will take offer only.
Well, let me ask you. I asked this to Dave Smith yesterday on another podcast.
Yeah.
What is the amount of money that it would take for you to join the cast of that musical? Comic. How much money would it cost?
No, I'll be honest. I would do it regardless because it's fun. It's out of your element. It shows a different skill. I'll do it just because.
I love it. That's a real ass dude right there.
And it was good. I'm telling you, the play was freaking dope, man.
Everybody was great.
I just said everybody was great, but it was still a good play.
So it's not great. Is it worth the money?
It's worth the money. $20.
It's $20?
I paid $20. You could get $10.
You didn't hook people up for free?
$10 tickets.
You could get $10 online.
Use the promo code Legion.
But I support shit. Like
all right, check it out, guys. We're going to end the show. Cody, what do you got, brother?
Another man. I'm going to LA for a couple of weeks. And
okay.
Then back here in November. In New York in November.
All right, thanks, buddy. What do you got there?
I got NBC Shortcuts coming August 19th, 20th at the School of Visual Arts.
Yeah.
It's free to get in. RSVP at NBC Shortcut Films, NBC Short Films Festival.com.
Jeez, that was hard for you to say.
And follow me at Will Sylvins.
Okay. You got something else, Cody?
It was Doggy's Class.
Yeah, I just shot a one hour special in Australia.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't. Does it? You can get it on VHS.
How many people were in the theater?
You should call it an unspecial.
You can get it on cassette tape.
what?
Where's say to it again? What? I saw it.
What is what?
It's called Here's Trouble.
Here's Trouble. You're not Trouble. Yeah, what are you?
You're not Trouble.
Why
at
would
all.
It be Here's Trouble? Why can't it be Here's the Nice Guy?
Because I'm not Trouble. New York.
22
trouble,
people left without paying their bill.
How many people? How many people?
500.
500.
Yeah, Metro Theater.
And they're all fans. Yeah, but
that was more than your special, Bobby Kelly.
But he didn't want it that way. He wanted it to be intimate.
Yeah, but I'm showing. I'm showing it next week in a 2400 seat.
I don't want a Mercedes Benz. I don't want a Mercedes Benz. The bus goes everywhere. I'm good with the bus.
Well, that's 500 metric. That's 50 people here.
Yeah.
No. Larry, you did it. You took your glasses off and you were funny. Good for you.
I told you he gets tired of his characters around an hour. Didn't I say it at the beginning of the show? Around an hour or something in, after the break, he'll get tired of being.
And that's all right.
Max. I took him off to because I didn't want to scare Max.
You didn't hear the rattle in the second half?
You don't think you're scaring him with your fucking face?
No, I have a thing.
Your awkward like facial hair that doesn't connect. Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, we got to go. Listen, well, honey, I got... we're going. Plug it quick. We got
to
go.
Guys, follow me on Twitter at Luis J. Gomez. Also, go to my brand new podcast. Yeah. If you're a fan of the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, a fan of the Real Ass Dude...
Right.
Check it.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Check out my new podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes.
You panicking.
Give us a five-star review.
Go ahead.
Give us a five-star review.
He'll break it.
Real Ass Podcast.
Go ahead. Put it on.
Stand in New York Labs. We've already got 7 billion listeners.
Yeah. Nice. Do you?
Show 7 billion.
That's good.
Yeah,
that
breaking sounds, all the records.
That pretty much sounds like that. And sounds like that fucking
premiered in the top 40 on iTunes. Yeah, the last podcast. Guys.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
I got my podcast coming up called "What Am I Talking About?"
That's what people say at the end of every episode.
What am I saying?
Kelly, what do you got?
I'm going to be at Tuesday the 9th of September. I'm going to be at the Stress Factory in New Jersey.
Yeah,
and then
the Strip Factory. You said
Stress
Mama.
Factory.
Oh, give me Max. Let me
and
hold
then,
him.
September Lou. 12th.
Let me see.
Creek in the Cave. Also, I just want to thank Aussie Death Squad. Aussie Death Squad on Twitter. They sent us some marshmallows. They're the best. Bosco Vuksanovic. He's the fucking best. This guy has sent us shit.
He is a fucking great guy.
He's
that
great.
Aussie.
Yeah. He sent us a whole bunch of marshmallows, which I'm going to eat because now everyone else here is no sugar, no grain, so I'm going to eat them.
And follow Will Sylvins at Will Sylvins. WILSYLVINCE.
They need Cody.
WILSYLVINCE.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Oh, Scopo, what do you got, Bubba?
Get me on Twitter at Chris Scopo, and then we're going to do Bobby's dates right now real quick.
Go ahead.
Bobby, August 28th, 29th, and 30th, he'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa. And then September 23rd, 24th, 25th, he'll be in Denmark.
Yeah.
Bremen Theater in Copenhagen, Denmark. Come check that out.
That's it. So come. Thank you guys for listening. All you guys who donate to the show, thank you so much. You guys, comics, you get the best. Make sure you support us live. Be good, good audience members. Audience members.
Wow.
Don't be too. If you're going to get fucked up, just keep your mouth shut. Let us do what we do. We're just trying to make you laugh. I support all the guys on the show and women. And that's it. You guys live in Rhode Island, spread the fucking word. You guys are the best. Take care.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.